Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. How are you all today? Let me see. Can you all hear me? Can I? I don't know whether sometimes it's because I'm going deaf or... Anyway. So, I think it's okay. And now, I just have to lean forward a bit and possibly get a stiff neck. It's okay, I'll bear with that. Guilt trip people. Okay, so, where are we? Anyone new on my left? Anyone new on my right? Anybody who is new? Of course, if we are, if we all are very, very deep into the Dharma, then every week everybody should raise their hands. Because everybody is here for the first time. Because the one who is here now is not the same as the one last week. Yeah. So from the response, we can perhaps infer that there's two levels of functioning. One is ultimate reality, the other one is conventional reality. So conventionally, we have been here before. Yeah, but ultimately, we have never been here. Yeah. Every day when you wake up, it's a new world. Yeah. There was one year when the haze was really bad. Like this year, we rarely hear any news about haze. Yeah. When I was a kid, there's no such a thing as haze. Yeah, it's only in recent years that there's haze. So there was one year, I was going to the Buddha Tooth Relic Temple. And there, along the way, the whole facade was so almost, well, it's haze, but there's no difference visually in terms of between haze and mist. So as long as you don't open up the window in the car, it looks like it's very misty when actually it's haze. So it reminded me of my time in Taiwan. Yeah, in Taiwan, it's a mixture between mist and smog. Yeah, sometimes. So as we were on the way there, it felt as though I was in a foreign country. Yeah. But if you think about it, even without the haze, without the mist, every day the Singapore we wake up to is a new place. You know? Some of you, no. Sifu, no. Only you think this way. No, it's the same. Yeah, it does feel like it's the same, isn't it? Yeah, when you wake up at home, in bed, does it feel like it's the same? Shouldn't have changed much since last night when you slept. Yeah, shouldn't have. Yeah, but imagine if it looks different. Yeah, that imagine if you are able to perceive all the micro changes. Yeah, that has occurred just in that one night. What a shock. Will you be shocked? Maybe the first time, but maybe after a while you get used to it. You get used to the fact that this is the way things are. Yeah. When you wake up and you go to the toilet and you look at the mirror, is it the same person staring back? Really speaking, it's not the same. So then, that being the case, how should we relate to this world? Yeah. So the Diamond Sutra, in many ways, is talking about emptiness. But from the angle of 无相. So let's continue. Yeah, so the previous weeks when we covered the Dhamma Sutra, we went through quite a bit at length. Yeah, and the next few pages, my teacher was still going on this line. Yeah. And then as you go through, you realize there's a lot of intricate detail into this teaching. So previously we went into how the process of making this aspiration, yeah, fa anyao tolo samyao samputi, which is to establish, yeah, the mindset. What kind of mindset? The mindset to attain enlightenment. Yeah, the aspiration, in other words, the aspiration to strive towards Buddhahood. How to do that? Yeah, so we went through that. Then my teacher went through in the next few pages about how in the Mahayana tradition, we go through the triple platform, which I mentioned as well. In the triple platform ordination, the first is done within a week of entering, and then you observe the Samanera precepts, the novice monks precepts. This is for the monastics. About maybe 2 weeks later, yeah, or another week later, we observe the bhikshu precepts. Then around 1 or 2 weeks later, we observe the third, which is the bodhisattva precepts. This was not the case right at the beginning. Yeah, in the Buddha's time, or perhaps we can say when Buddhism first spread to China, the early masters didn't observe all together in one go, in one setting. So my teacher explained a bit about this. Yeah. So let me maybe go through some of the verses. So, 我们汉文佛教传戒时, yeah, so in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, yeah, when we do the transmission, 连续的受三坛大戒, yeah, so consecutively, yeah, in one setting. So 先受沙弥戒, yeah, the Samanera precepts, 再受比丘戒, yeah, so maybe I should write down a bit, so you all have something to be attached to. Yeah, otherwise without that, then your mind go somewhere else, maybe. Okay, so let's see. This is what I'm going to do. Now I have more space. And then I zoom in, so I have a lot of space here. Okay, very good. So we have the triple platform. So first is Sami. So this is the Shramanera precept. Then we have the Bichu. There's different way of writing. This is the common one today. The earlier one is pronounced slightly differently. So Bichu, this is Bichu. So this is the Big Shoe. So of course there's the Samanerika and the Big Shuni. So it's the novice nun and the bhikshuni. In between Shramanera and the bhikshu, for the female, there's an in-between called the Sikkhamana precepts, which is the learner precepts. So it is a probational period between novice nun and the fully ordained nun. It lasts for 2 years. So then the third one is Pusa Jie. So this is what we call San Tan Da Jie. So, Xian Shou San Mi Jie, Zai Shou Bi Qiu Jie, Mei Ge Duo Jiu, You Shou Pu Sa Jie. 当然这样子做也是很好。Yeah, so, just short intervals, then we observe all three. Yeah, so my teacher says, of course, this is also quite good. Of course, when people say it's quite good, it means it's maybe not so good. but that's me putting words in my teacher's mouth. 如果是认真一点, if one is a bit more serious, okay, then what happened? 受沙弥戒以后要学习沙弥戒. Yeah, so if one is a bit more earnest, more serious about it, then after observing the沙弥, yeah, the novice precepts, after taking this, then one should do some learning. Why? Because in Buddhism, you don't go and learn everything, then you get ordained. You ordain, then you start learning. Yeah. So the approach is a bit different. So you get ordained as a novice monk, then you start learning, and you start observing it. So you start practicing, in other words. Yeah, and at some point, usually in the community, we get to learn a bit of the bhikshu precept. Yeah, then once your teacher find you suitable, then they will confer the bhikshu precepts. So in most communities, it can take maybe 1 to 2 years, or sometimes 3. When I was taking the bhikshu precepts, there was one monk. There were some of them who have been novice for many years. Yeah. Some of them novice monk for 10 years. Some of them refused to go for the higher ordination. Yeah. Because when you become ordained as a bhikshu, in Buddhism, you take on more responsibility, not more power, no. Because in Buddhism, there's no... In actual fact, there's no real power anywhere. Yeah. Everybody is free to do whatever they want. Yeah. So it's actually more responsibility. Just as an example, I think I shared in some classes before. As a bhikshu, we are required to know the practices, the precepts of all seven parts. Bhikshu, Bhikshuni, Sikkhapana, Samanera, Samanerika. Yeah. Then plus Upasaka, Upasika. Yeah. So all seven parts. And in the Chinese Mahayana, we must know Bodhisattva precepts some more. Whereas for lay person, you all just need to know your five. For Samanera, they only need to know their own. They are not even required to go and teach, so they don't have to know anybody else. Yeah. Bhikshuni, they are not required to know ours. So actually, it's more responsibility. And especially if you cross the 10-year mark. Yeah, before 10 years, you can say, oh, I'm still learning, so don't ask me. I'll go and ask that one. Yeah. Once you go past 10 years, then you have no excuse. Yeah, so my teacher is saying, rightly speaking, between this, let me put a number here, just for reference. Between 1 and 2, there should be a stage of learning. Then between 2 and 3, there should be another stage of learning. Yeah, but not just learning. Yeah. So, 要学习沙弥戒，能受持清净了，经过沙弥戒，和尚的认可， Yeah, so after you have learned and practiced the Sramanera precepts and managed to maintain it in purity, then your preceptor will decide, okay, you are okay to observe the next level. So then, 再去受比丘戒。 So, 应该受三密戒时就是发出离心了。So, this is something actually quite crucial. When you observe the novice precepts, then actually you must have already evoked 出离心. Yeah, 出离心. This is my signature sing, which my mom will cringe. It's like, what is that? But the whole world, you only see this. So, what is 出离心? Loosely translated as renunciation. We usually think of renunciation as 出家. Yeah, that means, oh, wish to ordain. But 出离心 has, of course, that connotation. But even more importantly, 出烦恼家. So, 出离烦恼, to be free of defilements, to have that mindset, I want to be free of defilements. Doesn't mean that it's already free, but that you wish to be free of defilements. Yeah, so, to have that mindset, it takes some learning, some practice. Before that, we also have defilements. After that, still have defilements. The difference is, those who have reached this point would have seen some level of their defilements and are making an attempt, yeah, successful or not is another thing, an attempt to want to be free of them. So sometimes maybe still make mistakes, but still wish to move forward, make that change to be free of defilements. So after that, what happened? So, 发出离心, 发出离心也称为发菩提心. So, another term for 出离心 is actually also 菩提心, bodhicitta. So, bodhicitta found in Buddhism, actually, oftentimes we think of as, oh, attained Buddhahood. But actually, by the definition itself, bodhicitta is the mind to attain enlightenment. So, it's directly linked to this 出离心. So, 菩提是圣人的智慧. Because Bodhi, awakening. So, 就是要得圣道圣人的智慧. So, you have a wish to attain the enlightened wisdom. Which basically means that you have to want to be free of defilements. Otherwise, how do you become awakened? Impossible. So, 都先要有意愿. First, you must have that vow. So today, four of you all make some vow. I don't know what vow. So, five of you plus my dad, father. Did you all make a vow just now? Four of you make some vow? Yes, good. So, 或者小孩子知识还不够. Yeah. 未发出离心. Yeah. 但也愿意出家受沙弥戒. Yeah. 年纪渐渐大了. So, the novice precepts is also for younger people. So how young can a person get ordained? As young as him. How old are you? Oh, more than enough. Can. How about you? How old are you? Hey, you're also 12, huh? Hey, how come? Huh? Different size, leh. he's mostly on vegetarian, you know. See? Look at his face. It's okay. No problem. Size doesn't matter. Sometimes. peace. Okay, So, rightly speaking, novice precepts is for young kids. Yeah, from around age 7. 7 up to 20 years old. Yeah. There's a term called chiu sami. Chiu sami. Chi means chipping, to drive away. Uya. Yeah. So kids, if they are too young, I mean in Singapore you seldom encounter this. I'm not seldom, I almost never heard of. But in countryside, if small kids are just left alone playing in the countryside, some of the bigger birds may attack. Yeah. And the child is defenseless. That's one angle. Another angle is the birds may come and eat around that is around, and the child drive the birds away because the child themselves are scared. So chiu sami is referring to those kids that has reached an age where they can take care of themselves enough to be not so old that you are an adult, but enough to be able to defend yourself against small creatures. Chiu sami. So in the Vinaya, it described that the child, whether 7 years or above or some around that age, is able to do all those tasks. Yeah. So within the monastery, they are able to more or less take care of themselves already, and maybe do some simple chores. Yeah. So it's given this name, Chiu Sami. Yeah. But Sami has a few other meaning, because now even as an adult, you are 20 plus years old. When you ordain, in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, you are usually not immediately ordained as a fully ordained monk. In the Theravada tradition, you are not ordained immediately as well. You are ordained first as a novice. But in the Theravada tradition, almost immediately after novice ordination, you'll be given the full ordination if you are 20 years and above. Usually. Yeah. In the Tibetan, I think it's the same process, yeah. If you are already above 20 years old, but because in the Tibetan tradition, most of them ordain very young, so they would be ordained first as a novice, then when they come to about 20 years old, considered an adult, yeah, able to. It's not simply about the age, but about the suitability of the person, able to take on responsibility. 能够承担如来家业, yeah, able to take on responsibility within the community and strive towards enlightenment, then given the bhikshu ordination. Yeah. So, but before that, a person 20 plus years old can also be ordained as a novice. Yeah. So, there are also those who shave and maybe dress like a novice but have not taken the precepts. Maybe waiting for the certain schedule or date, or maybe under observation. So this is what we call Sing Tong Sami. Yeah, so it feature an external facade, looks like a novice but not novice, because for a Sramanira, you must have observed the 10 precepts. Yeah. 10 precepts is basically the 8 precepts with number 7 expanded into 2, then add on 1, which is the abstinence from accepting gold and silver. Today's context would be money. So number 7, as you all would recall from yesterday's one-day retreat, 不着相花慢,相由徒生,不够苍机,故往观听. Yeah, so this is actually 2 parts. In the 8 precepts, is 1 part. Yeah, 1 precept. Yeah, under the 10 precepts, these are split up. Yeah, so plus the remaining 7 become 9. Then plus 1 on gold and silver become 10. So after observing the precepts, then what happened? So, 年纪渐渐大了,到二十岁,知识稍微丰富一点. Yeah, so, as the age go by, and then learn more Dharma, and maybe the knowledge of the Dharma, the understanding has, you know, become more complete. Yeah. Then what happened? 能发出离心, 我不愿意做生死凡夫了, yeah. 我想做圣人, yeah, 我不愿意做生死凡夫, 想做圣人, yeah, 有这样坚定的意愿, 经过戒和尚的同意, 就可以受比丘戒, yeah. Wow, so my teacher is describing the more, in a way, stringent process. In the past, it is said that some, they, after ordaining, and they receive the Sramanera precepts, year after year, they ask their teacher to send them to receive the higher ordination. The teacher refused. Oh, you think, suka suka, huh? You want to observe precepts, then you just go and apply. Yeah. So in Taiwan, in China, basically in the Chinese market, if you want to receive higher ordination, you need your immediate teacher to give you the seal. Mm. The application form will require you to fill. If you don't have that seal, the chop, go back. Too bad. Go and beg your teacher. Your teacher don't say yes, you can go back. Yeah. And because it's almost like those Ivy League school, you know. Because there's only a few centers in Taiwan that confer the higher ordination. So your teacher would be from certain batches. So like, sometimes we encounter certain venerables, and if we are around that same year, then we ask, oh, 哪一个禅堂? Yeah, then we are, which year, which monastery? Like in my year, there was only one, because that year SARS. Yeah. So, in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, you just ask about the year, you roughly would know which center you went to, and under which teacher, which master. Yeah. So you cannot, hard to fake yourself as a Chinese monk. you can trace. Yeah. The first test is to ask for your precept certificate. Yeah. Your ordination certificate. Yeah. Then with that, the center that do the conferment, they have a record, you know. Really like university with a registry. Yeah. So anyone can go and print. But you print now? Which center? San Dao Si. Okay, give a call. Liao Zhong Zhang Lao, Ami Tuo Fo, then you jialat. So my teacher highlighted something very interesting. 是谁为你受比丘戒? 还是有受沙弥戒的戒和尚? 请来三师七正, 然后专为这个沙弥,受比丘戒. So traditionally, So traditionally, the Samanera preceptor is the same as the Bhikshu preceptor. Yeah, usually it's the same. But today in modern Chinese Mahayana tradition, it's actually not. So your ordination preceptor would transmit the novice precept, then send you to Taiwan or sometimes China and receive the triple ordination. Yeah. So for several, maybe 1,000 over years, it's a centralized ordination. So not so easy. So after that, continue to learn. Yeah, continue to cultivate and maintain this renunciation. Yeah, and then continue to learn Dharma. Then what happened? So my teacher says, 如果不学习佛法, yeah, 只念阿弥陀佛求生净土也好, 但无上菩提心未必能发. This is a bit sensitive. Yeah, my teacher is known for sensitive statement. he said, we all ordain because of different reasons. He says, in his opinion, why you ordain is probably not so important. What you do after that is more important. Do you start and continue to learn Dharma after that? That is more important. He always tells us, how did he ordain? His uncle, who is a monk, came back to the hometown, talked to him, and asked him how his studies is, and then suggested to him, why don't you become a monk like me? Then he just, oh, okay. Yeah. No amazing story, Bodhisattva come, but yeah. Not all the monks have amazing stories on. Yeah. In fact, many of our stories is like that also can. Yeah. But the important thing is what you do after that, consistently after that. Yeah. So the same. So what if you take refuge under some grandmaster or maybe you go for refuge 10 times? Yeah. But after that, do you continue learning? That's more important. So my teacher here is highlighting, if you don't learn Dharma and you only chant Amitabha, that's also good. Yeah, you make the aspiration to go to Pure Land. But just doing that may not establish bodhicitta in you. The irony of this is, by right, those who chant Amitabha, Buddha name, and wish to be ordained in Pure Land, by right, should have evoked bodhicitta. Because part of the vow, yeah, sing yuan sing. What did I do? Sing yuan sing, right? The three stages of the Pure Land practice. Yeah, first you must have faith in this whole teaching, then you must make the vow. Yeah, then you must do the practice. So by right, one of the root vow for anyone wanting to go to Pure Land is the vow to attain Buddhahood. Yeah. So rightly speaking, you are supposed to, in the process, learn Dharma and establish bodhicitta. Yeah. But observe, and he's saying here is, it seems like maybe, a lot of people just chant Amitabha but never learn Dharma to establish that. So, 不过不用紧，也不用紧，也不要紧。 能诚心念佛，往生到阿弥陀佛国。阿弥陀佛，观世音菩萨也劝你发菩提心，劝你发处理心，无上菩提心，再劝你得圣道。So if you very earnestly, sincerely chant Amitabha, 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 oh, don't like that. Amitabha, Amitabha, oh, wow, chant very sincerely. And then you are successful, provided you are successful. In Pure Land. Then what happened? My teacher says, Amitabha Buddha, Quan Sim Pusa, they will encourage you, they will advise you, they will teach you, guide you to do what? To establish renunciation, to establish bodhicitta, to learn and practice, to transform into an enlightened being. So in our monastery, we always have this joke. Yeah, because by and large, in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, people who, I mean, this is something you can go and see yourself. Tendency, I don't say all, tendency. People who chant Buddha's name usually don't want to learn too much Dharma. Also don't meditate. People who meditate usually don't chant Amitabha. People who go to Dharma class don't do any of that. usually. Yeah. So it's very interesting. So in our monastery, my teacher don't really emphasize so much on chanting Amitabha. But it doesn't mean that he's against it. He can conduct all the puja, no problem. And he gave teaching on the Pure Land Sutra also. But our main focus is on meditation and on the teachings. So we have this joke. We say, can you imagine all the people, Amitofo, Amitofo, well, I want to go Pure Land, but you tell them to learn Dharma, oh, no, no, no. You tell them meditate, no, 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 no. And then one day they get reborn there. Hua kai lian, jian fo, wu wu shen. Wow, lotus flower open, and then they see Buddha. We don't go into details of when they see, because by right, if they don't learn Dharma, when they are in Pure Land, right, it will take a while before they get to see Dharma. Yeah. So let's say after some time they see. Then what happened? Even before they see Amitabha Buddha, all the adjunct lecturer, Bodhisattva, will tell them, okay, now welcome to Pure Land. Today is your orientation day. I'm your mentor, I'm your guide. I'm Bodhisattva XYZ. So let me show you to the dorm. This is your peer, Bodhisattva. Okay, now, so after you finish your orientation, then I'll bring you to look at the facilities. So look here, look there, then go to look at the facilities. Okay, this is the lotus flower area. That one is the tree area and so on. And here is the lecture hall one, lecture hall two, meditation hall. Oh, hey, there's lecture hall and meditation hall. Yeah, la, then what do you want to do here? Not come here to just chant Amitabha Buddha. No, come here. That was the preparatory work. Now that you are here, you're here to learn Dharma. Really? Yeah, so the joke is, those people who don't want to learn Dharma, right, then when they go there, they get in for a surprise. Yeah. Cannot run away from learning Dharma. Yeah. The Buddhist path, learning Dharma is part and parcel. Meditation is part and parcel. Yeah. Chanting is not compulsory. Chanting is not compulsory. Yeah. But don't be mistaken. I'm not saying chanting is wrong or bad. Chanting is a very powerful devotional practice. Yeah, it can be a precursor to developing concentration. It can help you to strengthen your faith also. But you must be careful. Don't stop there. Because if you just do chanting and develop faith this way, it's also faith. But it's not supported with wisdom. But if you do chanting plus learn Dharma on what you are chanting, plus meditate, wow, lucky best. Wow. It's like a Ferrari SUV. Yeah, can run fast and can carry a lot of things. Yeah, like a lorry. Yeah, lucky best. Yeah, but it's a transformer one. When you want to look slick, it can transform into a small car. You want to carry things, it can become bigger. So, So, you must take away this. Take this away. Don't go away thinking my teacher is against chanting Amitabha Buddha. Okay, So, 刚才这一段话的意思. So the earlier section, the meaning itself. 文上说，发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心，内心要诚恳。 要真诚的经过一段时期的学习佛法，so you need to go through a period of learning of Dharma and to do that earnestly. 然后在内心思维观察，so and then learn Dharma and in your mind do another process. What process? 思维观察, do reflection and observation. This is what we learn day in, day out. So this is part and parcel of our lineage. Contemplation and observation. Contemplation and observation. So if you do this, then what happens? 你会激动, you will get excited. 佛法是这样子呀, oh, then you have that, aiya, so the Dharma, the Buddha Dharma is like this. The Buddhist teaching is like this. So then what happened? 经过多次多少次的思维观察，在内心酝酿，而真诚的发出我要发无上菩提心。So after one time, two times, not two, three times, many times. And then slowly it goes through this gestation process. Yeah, slowly ferment, slowly develop. Yeah. Up to some point, what happened? In your mind, you have this. 我要发无上菩提心. Then in your mind, you have this thought that arises. I want to establish the unsurpassed Bodhicitta. Yeah, in other words, you want to attain Buddhahood. 这时候才举行发菩提心仪式。Yeah, 应该是这样。Yeah, so he's saying that, rightly speaking, this should be the process. Oh, so back to the text. 须菩提说，善男子、善女人发了多罗三藐三菩提心的时候，应云何住？ Okay, so over here, 发了多罗三藐三菩提心。因云何住？ So, this 善男子、善女人 the wholesome man and woman, having established the unsurpassed bodhicitta, such a person, what are they? They are actually bodhisattvas already. So, 这个能安住不退是为住。So, to be able to have your mind established. To abide and not degenerate. That means to abide. 因云何住? How should, in other words, someone who have evoked, has established bodhicitta, how not to degenerate? How to do that? Like for example, maybe we start with worldly example. Maybe at work, you think to yourself, I want to strive for a certain worldly goal. Yeah, I want to save some money. I want to lose weight. I want to gain weight. I want to put on some muscle. Yeah, I want to earn how much money, and so on and so forth. Yeah, so to have that thought, yeah, what is it? Okay, but you may have that thought for 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. But after a while, maybe you decide, quite xiong, huh? Everybody can eat whatever they want, but I always have to watch my diet. Yeah, then I must do so much exercise. So xiong. Or maybe for our work, we think everybody knock off. Why must I work so hard? Yeah. Then maybe we give up. Surely I must also give one example. Like. Maybe we think, it's so wonderful. I learn some Dharma and I benefit from it. How nice if I also volunteer and help out to make this happen. Then we have this thought. Shifu, I want to volunteer. I want to be Xiao Busa. Okay, come. Then 1 day you'll be Xiao Busa. 2 days you'll be Xiao Busa. 3 days you'll be Xiao Busa. On the 7th day, you get scolded. then you know the Bao Wu. Then you think, 哇，表妹，原来如此。哎呀 ，I didn't know 比小菩萨 so 凶咯。师父 in class look so amicable, look so nice. Yeah, look only 啊。哎呀 ，now I know, 跟他 scolded by him so 凶了。哎呀 ，in the Dharma class, ask him questions, he reply in so much detail. 哇，小菩萨。We never even ask, he give us even more detail. then it's easy to what? Not easy to maintain that mindset. Easy to 退道心. Correct or not, Chris? No, Chris no 退道心. Chris, okay. How about Billing? Billing got 退道心了? Have. Then 退, then after that, suddenly,the circuit go back. Sorry, sir. Then after a few more weeks, I don't want to do anymore. Then after that, maybe Chris go and whack her head a bit. Then, I want to. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we all go through that. But Chua Chua Ping, every time, oh, I also can do it. Yeah. But sometimes I'm more concerned about Chua Ping than Biling, you know. Because Chua Ping, you know the difference between nylon and raffia rope? Hey, I learned this analogy a long time ago in secondary school. So nylon and raffia. Raffia, under stress, you start to see the thing. You see the strand start to unravel. So you know that it is breaking already. So as a result, you can do something about it. Nylon, it will look the same until it snaps. So this one is like raffia. This one is like nylon. So I'm very... because you don't know when he's going to... ding! That's why I have to take care of him, you know. My teacher always remind us, 我们要照顾初发心的菩萨. What does my teacher mean? We must take care of those who just evoke bodhicitta, establish bodhicitta. The mindset, very nascent, very young. So easily, like a small candle, gone. Like Chua Ping, everything I also can. But inside maybe he cannot already, so he said, I also can. Then one day, jialat. Have to take care. Okay. Sean okay so far. Cheryl okay so far. Valerie, how about KS? Tapai tiok meh. KS in samadhi already. Don't know whether it's sleeping samadhi or not. So this part here. Yeah. 能安住不退是为住. So we should frequently revisit this. Whether in terms of our own personal material or worldly pursuit or in terms of our spiritual pursuit. I will tell you this, even our relation with our friends, with our families, isn't it? Even for mothers, fathers, when you try your best to relate to your child, it's sometimes quite disheartening, no? I hear so many parents tell me, Sifu, a lot of parents, last time when they come and see me, they talk, within 5 minutes, oh, wow, poor thing, you know. Yeah. Best is, initially they are very strong, okay. Then I just look at them and I tell them, not easy, oh. Then they, wow. Yeah, you must be careful when you say the word not easy. Oh, you just look at them and they look, not easy. Like, really not easy. Yeah, really not easy. So, what happened?
发无上菩提心当然是受菩萨戒了，或者受五戒的在家菩萨。 或者受比丘戒的出家菩萨,
yeah. So this person, yeah, 发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提, is someone who has already established the bodhicitta. Maybe is a full-fledged bodhicitta. Maybe is a lay person who observed five precepts and have established that mind. Maybe is a monastic. Yeah, so different categories. Then what happened? 菩萨开始发无上菩提心. So initially, when you have established the bodhicitta, the unsurpassed bodhicitta, 他能安住在大乘佛教，一方面学习佛法，修学圣道，一方面广度众生而不退，这不容易.
See, 不容易, not easy.
To be able to, after establishing yourself on the path, and then
On one hand, you have to learn Dharma yourself. On the other hand, you have to go and help people. And help people, helping people is just one part of, you know. You help people, then people give you attitude. Oh, well, I forgot about Doreen. Just now, he should say, hey, Sifu, how about me? How about Doreen? Can be quite disheartening, right? You suggest this, suggest that. Then everybody, no. Oh, then she, I tell you, 2,000 years later, you all will look back. Sometimes I think to myself, you know, one day, when I attain enlightenment, then I meet the Buddha, then who knows, then the Buddha say, okay, come, meet your Dharma brother and sisters. Then, this is which Bodhisattva, that's which Bodhisattva. Then in the end, Tsuping, you're here also. Then maybe Buddha say, yeah, he was sent down to assist you. Yeah, to make sure you don't get too busy. Doreen, you're also there. Chris gone, right? Where is gone? Oh, Chris went toilet. Yeah. Then you think back, especially when you enlightened, right? You can have perfect recall, right? Then you think, so funny, we do all kinds of funny things. So don't be disheartened. Just keep on trying. Lai Liao. she go toilet cry. Finally, Sifu, no. So, 以得圣道的菩萨, 那就很容易, 安住不退. So, once you have attained enlightenment, not difficult to stay there and not backtrack. But before that, not so easy. Before that, we tend to listen to our defilements. Our defilements, then we give up. Yeah. Our defilements, how does our defilement sound like? How come Sifu so young one? That one is your defilements. How come I suggest something and everybody say no? That's our defilement speaking. Doesn't mean that everybody say yes to you, doesn't mean that that is good, you know. Doesn't mean that when people say no to you, that is bad, no. You cannot say that it's good or bad. Yeah. Sometimes I also wonder, easier if someone just say, let's do it this way. Yeah, and since I'm Sufu, I can just do that. Easier, ma. Correct or not? But why is it that I always ask the team, you all go and discuss. Because to get everybody to work together, that's not easy. Because in that process, you can actually get to see your own defilements. But not so easy to see, lah. Although it's actually staring at us in the face, but not so easy to see. That's why, you know, Tsoping, number one thing that Sifu always highlight at the end of discussion, don't just yes, Sifu, me, correct? Don't just say, okay, Sifu, we do it your way. It's not my way or your way. Try to get this mindset out. Whether it's doing volunteer work or, you know, your work, it's the same thing. The tendency for us in our discussion is my way versus your way, that person's way. Yeah, not to mention specific, but recently I mentioned, if this poster was designed by person A instead of person B, would the response still be the same? This is actually a very interesting exercise. Because being unenlightened, we have to admit, no, we sometimes get clouded. That's why a few times I asked you all to go and put up as an anonymous survey, right? Or voting. But then the person doing collation still go and give hint, then speculate who is the one. Then you all must step in to stop that, because that means the person don't understand 师父的用意. Yeah. Anyway. 100 years from now, then you'll see.
So, unfortunately, we are not quite there. So, still at the unenlightened stage then. Fanfu因为有贪嗔痴, unenlightened ones, we still have the defilements, greed, hatred, delusion. Then what happened? 又没得到禅定, and haven't attained jhana. No concentration in. 眼前色身相位处, 令人颠倒迷惑的境界. So, when you are not enlightened and still have not attained jhana, then what happened? Whatever you encounter, yeah, whatever that is in front of you, in front of the eye, ears, nose, tongue, body, yeah, you see the form, smell, taste, touch, yeah, 色身相位处, then what happened? You are confused by it, yeah. You are, what's that word? Infatuated by it, yeah. 颠倒迷惑, your mind get turned all over, huh? Yeah, you get confused by it. So what happened? When you're confused in this way, bewildered in this way, 随时随地都有烦恼, yeah. So anytime, anywhere, you have defilements, yeah. Then what happened? 要安住在佛法里不退这件事不容易. When you are in this state and you want to establish yourself in the Dharma and not backtrack, not easy. Not easy. I hope you all are checking your handphone for Dharma reference. Yeah, how about her? How about you? Are you checking Dharma reference to this one? Kaki zai ho. 不要像小学生还要师父讲哦. So this is an example lo. Right in front, we are talking about this. Immediately, our mind is gone. Our mind get scattered by 色身相位处. So these are not just words, no? Not that you wait until it's retreat, or you go Dharamsala, Dhamma, Dalai Lama, say, then you, wow, so much blessing. Day in, day out, Sifu came on highlighting, eyes, nose, tongue, body, and mind. If you use immediately, this is a time you can use. If you don't use, you wait until Dalai Lama tell you, the atmosphere different ma, 10,000 people of course feels different ma, but this is just a feeling. After that you come back, is there a difference? If there's no difference, then Dalai Lama wastes his time. You waste your air ticket. That's why we have another joke. My senior monk, 知道法师, he say, a lot of people looking for enlightened ones, yeah, waiting for Maitreya Buddha to come, yeah. So what if Maitreya Buddha come? So what if you meet an Arahant or a great Bodhisattva? Still teach you four noble truth, eightfold path. Now you have four noble truth, eightfold path. You don't have to practice same thing. So, 手机收起来啊, unless you are doing searching for Dharma content related to this. I never know that I have to say this in SGC. When I give teaching in the ESSEC French Business School, because they are bachelor students, yeah, 19, 20 years old, master students, oldest 23, 24 years old. Then in the campus, then sometimes you're talking on, then they then it's it's we come here get cool, same. We must show people what is Xiao Busa, different one, no, one level up. Correct or not? We should make you all wear t-shirt, wear uniform.
It's like policeman, when you wear uniform, then you must show people, hey, you're a police officer, one level up. Then wear a cap. So,
you know, 师父 always say, 要乖乖,几时乖乖, 就是这个时候要乖乖咯。
So, but it's okay lah, still fanful lah. So,
所以须菩提尊者提出这个问题。
Yeah, so that's why Venerable Subhuti raised this question. Given that those who have established bodhicitta, yeah, in this case, it should be those who are still new. So how do they establish themselves? How do they stay put? In meaning, how do they practice such that they don't detract, they don't backtrack? Yeah, given how difficult it is. Yeah.
怎么能够令菩萨安住不退, 心里没有虚妄分别?
Yeah, so this 虚妄分别, in our mind, the moment we open our eyes, the moment we are in contact with the outside world, a lot of discrimination. Yeah, a lot of discrimination. Yeah. What kind of discrimination? Doesn't mean that you cannot discriminate. But our discrimination tend to be driven by defilements, clouded by delusional false discrimination. Yeah, 虚妄分别. So, 实在这也是我 也是为我们请问的佛法, yeah. So in reality, does Venerable Subhuti still need to ask this question? Actually, he's asking for us on our behalf. Mm. It's just like in many sutras, Venerable Sariputra is the interlocutor, the one who asks questions. But actually, he's already a great Arahano, you know. And the moment he established bodhicitta, he's stage 7, stage 8 bodhisattva. Some texts even suggest that he is already a great bodhisattva, just manifesting, you know, to support the role. So, why must Venerable Subhuti ask on our behalf? Yeah, because maybe we don't even have the courage or the wisdom to ask, and because we need that advice. Yeah, so
退有两种,
so to backtrack, there are two types.
表现以外的行动,
yeah, 一,
第二,
内心的问题, yeah, so number one is external, number two is internal. So externally, to show it out, yeah, to show out that you have backtracked. Number two is internally. So again, I use example. So externally, backtrack. Oh, I don't come for class anymore. That's backtrack. Don't say Siapusa or not. Then internally, backtrack, come for class, but the mind somewhere else. Also backtrack. So,
若胡思乱想,
this really inside.
菩提心不显现.
So if a person in the mind, the mind is wandering all over the place. Then,
菩提心不显现,
then bodhicitta doesn't reveal itself, doesn't surface, doesn't manifest.
颠倒迷惑出来了,
yeah, then all the distorted thinking, all the you know, the confused state all arise.
Then even when Sifu say A, you interpret as B. Sifu say B, you interpret as C. Sifu say never say anything, you go and interpret a lot of things. Then Sifu say something, you don't hear it. A lot of these kind of things happen. Then what happened?
那都算是退了. Oh, sorry. So excited. Yeah, so all this is considered backtrack. Yeah.
So, 所以提出这个问题, 内外, 要安住不动, 怎么办? 怎么办呢?
So, externally, not to backtrack, internally, not to backtrack also. Even up to this point, I think this is very applicable to us. Yeah. Even for kids. Yeah. In school, when you're in school, it's your... of course, most kids don't skip class. So if you skip class, then you are outwardly truant. But maybe you are in class, but your mind is somewhere else.
staring at the blackboard. Then the teacher, when the teacher come in, good morning class. Then everybody, good morning, Miss Teo. Miss Teo is my primary one English teacher. Yeah. Then everybody sit down. Then class, today we are going to go through a new exercise called primary one. What do we learn? Are we going to learn a few new words? Yeah. What is the past tense of primary one? Learn past tense. Never mind. Okay, not important. Yeah. So halfway through, if your mind is not there, although physically you are there, what happened? Today we are going to. Yeah, to the student who is not paying attention, it's just sound like Charlie Brown, you know? You know Charlie Brown? In Charlie Brown, it's very cute. Only the characters, the Peanuts character, can speak. All the adults, in reality, we are like that, you know? When we're not paying attention, they are all like, but teacher, so in our life, not just cultivation, physically are we there, outwardly are we there, then inwardly are we there, so work likewise. Some people when they bo sim zo, then what happened? Monday, Friday MC. I didn't know, no. My whole life, I never take MC before, you know. I'm serious. I can count the number of times, you know. One time, I get, what is that? Dengue fever. Yeah, so I had to be admitted. My sister kena together with me. Yeah. She kena dengue fever, I also kena dengue fever. Yeah, so had to be admitted. Another time, I had ingrown toenail. Went to see a doctor. Doctor look at it. Then I thought he's going to just operate for me. Then he applied ointment, cover. Then take out the gauze. Then I knew something is wrong. Then he start rapping. Then I'm like, aren't you going to operate? And you know what he told me? He told me, oh, I'm not going to operate. You come back next week. I said, why? Why do I have to come back next week to operate? Then he said, I'm the standing doctor. He's a real doctor, no? But he tell me he's the standing doctor. The doctor that he's standing for will come back next week because he's on leave. So ask me to come back next week to operate. So you know what happened? I went back home, I operate on myself. I use scissors, a nail clipper, and then plus a small screwdriver. Yeah. So I lift it up, the big toenail nail here, this one. And then I take the scissors, cut, and then I lift it up. And then I accidentally slip. The thing went back. Vroom, wow, blood come out though. Oh, then I lift it up again. Cut. You know, it's like the Die Hard movie. So I just cut out one, like 2 mm thick, like that. Then pull out the last part. Wow. Before that, the whole thing was a bit like purplish or dark colored, you know. But just remove that part, within 2 minutes, the color went nice and pinky, you know. Yeah. And immediately, press, no pain. I didn't even take MC. Yeah, so my whole life, I didn't have the idea. Then, I was in a monastery. Then I realized, how come some stuff, every Monday, almost every Monday, no? How come every time Monday, sick, no? But because I don't have this idea, I thought, something is wrong with his health, no? So I become concerned, genuinely concerned, you know? So I thought that the person, I don't say the name, but let's just call him J. So I said, how is your health? I'm very concerned. Are you okay now? Then he said, okay lah, quite tired lah, what. Then, at some point, every week is the same. Then after a while, I'm like, cannot be right. So I went to ask the HR, give me the whole half year. Then I realized, four out of five times in a month, almost every month, is full of MC. So I called the person over, passed the person a record. Would you like to explain why it's like that? Then immediately, then after that, no more MC. For a few weeks. Then the following month, come back again. So this is the example of Bo Sim Zhou Gang. Then, so physically also not there. But some are better. Don't know whether it's better. Physically there. But mentally not there. Yeah? You walk past, wow, very busy. Then after that, don't know what happened. Yeah? But the work is never quite done. Yeah. In my work life, I seldom encounter this kind of people. Yeah, because everybody is super sell on one. Yeah. So, but I heard some, they are just there, and then they are doing everything except their work. Yeah. Yeah, or Facebook lah. Nowadays, Facebook and all those things. Last time, only Yahoo Messenger, ICQ, Trillion. Yeah. So, actually, even this part here, it can be applied to our spiritual path, can be with respect to our work, can also be with respect to our friendship or relationship. Right? Sometimes some friends, then have gathering, they're physically there. But then their mind is not there. As in not there, as in they're not genuinely interested in you as a person, as a friend. Yeah. Then some will seem, then will meet. But this is life. So, 如果这个发无上菩提心的人很顺利地安住在佛法里, So if this person very successfully establishes themselves in the Dhamma, then what happened? 有退而无退, yeah, 是最理想的, yeah. So even though seems to backtrack, but actually don't backtrack. Yeah. So what happened? 若是有妄想而退失无上菩提心, 也知道不对, 可是很难恢复过来. Yeah. So even for unenlightened, even if you establish, sometimes you have defilements. When it's strong enough, it overcomes you. Then maybe you know, your mindset may change. Yeah. And maybe you try to restore it. Yeah. Then what happened? 怎么能调伏这颠倒迷惑的心情? How do you overcome this distorted, confused mindset? Yeah. At first, you are very eager. 小菩萨, yeah, 小菩萨. Then, at some point, 哎呀,闲啊,多啊,滴答滴答。 Then you try to... how to overcome it? How to establish your mindset? So, 这里有两个问题, so there's two questions. 因云何住? 云何降伏其心? So there are two parts. So this is part one. 云何住? So these two, as mentioned, as explained, how to not backtrack. Yeah. Backtrack on what? On the aspiration. Then, 云何调伏降伏即心? So, 降伏, there are a few connotations to it. It's to conquer, or is to transcend. Yeah, this mind. Yeah. So, you have that mindset. But how do you win it over, in other words? So, 就是包括前句, yeah. 但是下面佛答复了三个问题，就是包括前句怎么样做这个发无上菩提心，也这也有安住的意思。好，so it has both that connotation. Yeah, it includes the connotation of how to stay on. Yeah, stay on with that mindset. Yeah. Yeah, 就也就是
发无上菩提心和应云合住合起来回答。 So this part, 发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心 and 应云合住, in a way it's combined together. Then 相服务其心是单独回答。 So this part onwards, yeah, is separate. So 佛言善哉善哉 finally, we go to the next page properly. <咳><咳>善哉善哉，须菩提，如来善护念诸菩萨，善护咒诸菩萨，汝今谛听，当为汝说。善男子、善女人，发阿耨多罗三藐三菩提心，应如是住，如是调降伏起心。 So, 佛回答之前，先赞叹须菩提尊者，善哉善哉。 Yeah. So, before the Buddha reply, he first, in a way, praise Shubhuti, Venerable Shubhuti. Sanzai, Sanzai. So, Sanzai translated from Sadhu, Sadhu. Yeah. So, excellent, excellent. Yeah. So, like, sometimes, you know, some of you ask questions, I say, ah, good question, good question. So, this is a form of reply. Huh? So, 你赞叹佛善护念，赞叹得很对，提出的问题也很好，所以有两个善哉。 my teacher's explanation quite cute. Yeah. So basically praising Venerable Subhuti, but I sometimes wonder whether it's really because of that. Yeah. I mean, I'm having a question mark. Yeah, because no matter how many questions are asked, you rarely in the Chinese translation, you never see more than two. You also never see one. So does it mean in all cases it's because the person only say one thing or two things? What if the person make one question? Then why sadhu twice? Yeah. I suspect the two may be really because there's a reference to that, but I think there's a likelihood that if you look at all the sutta, 善哉 is only twice. Why? Because Chinese 好事成双. Whereas in the Nikaya, oftentimes you see three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Three. Because Indian, everything you must say three times. Take refuge three times. One time not enough. Two times too little. Three. After saying Buddhang Saranang three times, after that you cannot say, I don't know leh. After that, you cannot say, oh, did I take refuge? You say three times already. Oh. So, very certain. But this is what my teacher explained. That the two sadhu, sanzai, sanzai. So, this is sanzai. So, this is sadhu. So, sadhu, sadhu, my teacher says, is because of the two references that Venerable Shubhuti asked the two-part question, so praising Shubhuti in this way. Yeah. So one part is that Venerable Shubhuti praised the Buddha, that the Buddha 善护念诸菩萨, then further ask the question. So one for the praise, one for the question. Very good. So, 须菩提, 如如所说. So this 如, so 如, what is this? This is you. Hokkien should know this very well. Lu. Really, this is the Lu. Lu. Yeah. So Hokkien, our Hokkien language is very close to 文言. 文言文. 文言文. 古文，乐乐今日听好些，如今谛听。 Yeah, so the 如今谛听，佛告须菩提，你的心要放安下来，不要妄想，要注意听，注意的，认真的来听佛回答。 当为汝说，我会为你说这件事。 Yeah, so 如今谛听,
So, sorry, did I skip something? How come seems to have Ruru, so. Oh, my teacher kind of skipped the middle part. Yeah. So Rula is because it's in a way a repeat. So Ruru so so. So the Buddha repeated what Venerable Subhuti has said. Yeah. This is what he said. Rula Sanghu Nian Zhu Pusa, Sanghu Nian Zhu Pusa, Sanghu Zhu Zhu Pusa. Then Ru Dang Di Ting. So this is sort of instructing Venerable Subhuti. Ru Jing Di Ting, sorry, not Ru Dang Di Ting. Ru Jing Di Ting, Dang Wei Ru Shuo. So you now Di Ting. This Di has the meaning of Zhen, truth. Yeah, so in this case, is to pay attention, listen intently. You all notice sometimes when people ask me questions, then after that, when I'm answering, then they are actually doing something else. Then I say, hello, pay attention. Why? It's not about ego. It's about if you ask a question, then Sifu explain, then you are not listening, then what for I answer? But the Buddha said up front. Next time I must follow the Buddha. Let's say now Biling asks a question or Zoping asks a question. Or I know she is waiting to ask. So Dorin asks a question. Then I say, Ru Jing Di Ting Dang Wei Ru Shuo. Then you better pay attention. Pay attention. What is this? Yeah. Ru Jing Di Ting. So in what way do you pay attention? 你的心要安下来, your mind, you should settle your mind. 不要妄想. That's why Sifu always say, stop thinking. Why? Because if you are thinking, you cannot be listening. And if you are thinking, you are using your own ideas. Not that your idea is necessarily inferior to mine. But you ask me, ma. Right? I didn't ask you to ask me. You didn't ask me to ask you to ask me. Right? So it's you voluntarily asking me. So you should hear what I have to say, ma. That is only to be expected. Yeah. So 不要妄想. 要注意的. So you must pay attention. 认真. And very earnestly, very seriously. Doing what? 认真地来听佛回答. So in this case, towards the Buddha. To pay attention to the Buddha's reply. Then in that case, Dang Wei Ru Shuo, then the Buddha would speak for you. In other words, explain for you. Yeah. 我会为你说这件事. Yeah. 善男子善女人发那多罗三藐三菩提心应如是住如是降伏其心. Yeah. So this part. 善男子善女人发那多罗三藐三菩提心应如是住如是降伏其心. 应该如下文所说的法门，这样子安住不动，这样相符其心。 So this is the formal reply, and this is, this is the opening leading to the reply, and it's saying, those who have established bodhicitta, in other words, those new bodhisattva, this is how they should establish their mind. Yeah, and not backtrack. This is how they should conquer their mind. Yeah, how? It's as follows. So then, Venerable Subhuti replied, "Wei ran si zun, an le yan le yu wen." Yeah. So then, my teacher explained one interesting thing. Yeah. So this Wei ran, Subhuti zun zhe hui da Wei ran. That's why it's such a joy to learn from my teacher. He explained a lot of this. Classical Chinese concept also. What is Wei Ran? If you go and search the dictionary, Wei is only. Ran is, how to explain Ran? A lot of meaning, like and then or something. But here together, it actually has an interesting meaning. 这是文言. So this is classical Chinese, and the meaning is 是的. So anytime you look at the classical text and it says Wei Ran,
It means 是的. It means okay. Yes. Interesting, huh? Yeah. It's like when you see someone is 云和, yeah, actually, maybe I forgot to explain to you, huh? Like sometimes they have the word 云和. Have I explained to you? I think earlier on I explained. 云和. If you were to search the dictionary today, 云, then you think, oh, cloud. Then 和, what? What cloud? No. Yeah. So 云和 together, it means how, what, or sometimes it means why. Basically, it's a question, verb. Yeah. Yeah. In what way? How is this so? Yeah. 应云和而住. Yeah. How should one establish 云和? So 云和 is a very common word. So you must remember this. 云和. Very easy. Only a few strokes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 stroke. 云和. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 stroke. 12 strokes altogether. You just keep staring at it. And then go back. Right. 云和. So, 佛告须菩提，诸菩萨摩诃萨，应如是降伏其心。所有一切众生之类，若卵生，若胎生，若湿生，若化生，若有色，若无色，若有想，若无想，若非有想，非无想，我今令入无余涅槃而灭度之。如是灭度无量无数无边众生已众生。 食物众生得灭度者，何以故？须菩提，若菩萨有我相、人相、众生相、寿者相，即非菩萨。 We'll continue on this when we come back next year. No, not next year. Next lesson. Next week, there's no class. Right? Next week, we are having the lunch celebration for Bante. Then, the following week, is the next lesson, so we'll cover this again. Yeah. And after that we have a break. First time SGC have a break. Yeah. So put in your calendar. Next week no lesson. If you have signed up for the lunch, I will see you all at lunch next week. If not, I will see you all 2 weeks later. 2 weeks later will be the final lesson for the year. Yeah. After that, we'll break until the second week of January. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going for a cruise. Yes. Yes. So 13 is the first lesson. So 13 is the first lesson of 2019. Yes. Yeah. Then next year there'll be a couple of long breaks. April will be a break month. Yeah. Then December will be a break month or so. And then what's the one in between?
August.
2 weeks in August will be a break. Then September, I think that's 1 week or something. We'll come up with the calendar in due time. But there will be a couple of big blocks. Yes. Not that Shifu need a break, but Shifu, I think, you know, just now we go through all the teachings, right? Yeah. So, since I was reflecting yesterday, actually, since coming back from US, I haven't have a formal winding down for the year. This is the first time in 16 years, or in 12 years, since I officially wind down activities for the year. Yeah, in the past, no stop. From 1st Jan until 31st December, non-stop. Yeah. So I think good to have some breaks. Yeah.
You know, they say absence make the heart fonder. Hopefully the Dharma fonder, not the heart lah. Because there are days where actually sometimes I think you also may have other things to attend to. So at least we put our calendar first, then you all can, you know, schedule your holiday around it also. Of course, if you all have any Dharma emergency, you all know how to reach me. If you don't know, too bad. Yeah. Oh, any questions? If not, put our palms together. 愿消三障诸烦恼，愿得智慧真明了，愿得智慧真明了，普愿罪障悉消除，普愿罪障悉消除，世世常行菩萨道，世世常行菩萨道，阿弥陀佛，起立。